Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
The press is being played once again, but this time it's our own fault. We let Donald Trump string us along with his phony run for the Republican nomination when he knew darn well he was only milking the publicity for his own benefit. Now here we are, no make that, there we are, trailing Sarah Palin and her family as their bus meanders up the East Coast, taking them from one photo op to another. Why do we make fools of ourselves? Palin insists that what she's doing is not a political campaign. Let's take her at her word. Turn off the cameras. Take away the microphones. Return to covering the news. Palin can take her ego trip without the press. Let's see who cares.
There's Colbert King from the Washington Post commenting on the way the news media is all over Sarah Palin, same way they were all over Donald Trump. He says both Palin and Trump were just out for publicity with no intention of actually running for the presidency. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. From CBS News, Chris Raggi and Jan Crawford talk about the coverage that Palin is getting as she takes the spotlight away from the other candidates that are out officially campaigning.
This morning, as former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin continues her so-called mystery bus tour, other Republican presidential hopefuls are also crisscrossing the country, trying to get the press to focus on them.
You know, I mean, if Sarah Palin is making her way up the East Coast in that bus, there is a lot going on elsewhere, like in Iowa and New Hampshire.
The Republican presidential hopefuls hit the trail this week. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty was in Iowa, taking on President Obama.
His fluffy promises don't buy gas and they don't pay the mortgage and they don't make a paycheck.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was greeting voters in New Hampshire.
People want change at the White House. They want to have their country back.
And Herman Cain, a Georgia businessman who will likely find himself second among GOP contenders in an Iowa poll out later today, released a new video.
Put your hands together for the next president of the United States.
In it, he makes a staunch defense of the Tea Party.
To all of those people who say that the Tea Party is a racist organization, eat your words.
We won't!
But for the third straight day of her One Nation bus tour of historic sites, most of the attention was on non-candidate Sarah Palin. The media chased her by air and on the ground, and even got in the occasional question.
Do you think you can beat President Obama?
To put it concisely, yes, I do. Thank you for asking.
Palin did sit down for one interview with her employer, Fox News.
It's not pictures of Sarah Palin out on this bus, because this isn't about me. It is about our charters of liberty.
And then she was off to New York and a pizza dinner in Times Square with Donald Trump, who not too long ago was being chased by the media himself, as he also flirted with a presidential run. So the two of them together, a match made in media heaven.
Now, a Trump spokesman said he and Palin are friends and that they talked about having dinner whenever she and her husband were in New York. He, of course, decided not to run for president and to keep that television show Celebrity Apprentice. But whether Palin will take a similar path and stay with her television commitments and her speaking engagements and remain a celebrity and not a candidate, well, Chris, that is anyone's guess.
Well, Jen, this has been quite the clandestine bus tour here. I mean, choppers following it everywhere, coming to New York, meeting with Donald Trump. Does all this attention...
Right, a lot of cameras.
Yeah, this is all this attention on people that aren't running right now, like a Sarah Palin, who has not officially announced her candidacy, or a Chris Christie, the governor of the state of New Jersey. Does this reflect some real dissatisfaction among Republicans with the current field?
I think it does, Chris. I mean, Sarah Palin would get attention no matter who is running. She's just a phenomenon all into herself. But, yes, there is some unhappiness among the current candidates, among Republicans. And we've seen top Republicans try to persuade other people to jump in. Yesterday, for example, a group of big-time Iowa businessmen flew to New Jersey for a meeting with Governor Christie. So far, he's saying he won't run. But I think when we see all this, we've got to look back. I mean, in many ways, this really is like 1992. Too. Then it was the Democrats who were complaining about their candidates, and they were begging other people to get in, like Mario Cuomo. But when everyone in 1992 was looking for all those big names, begging people to get in, there was this obscure governor from Arkansas who was out there on the campaign trail meeting voters named Bill Clinton. So today, I mean, many Republicans think their next nominee is already in the race, and this is just a distraction, this effort to recruit somebody else to get in.
Coming up, as the news media trips all over themselves to cover Palin, she takes her bus tour to New York to split a pizza with Donald Trump. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent to own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, continuing with ABC's John Berman here talking about Sarah Palin's meeting with the Donald.
Sarah Palin's tour of historic sites now includes the historic site of Donald Trump. They met briefly in his three-story apartment in Trump Tower, then hopped in his limo and went to a Midtown pizza joint. The billionaire, the former VP candidate, and pizza. Pepperoni politics, a possible cheesy ticket, whatever you call it, it actually happened.
The New York Pizza Summit will go down in history as either one of the biggest moments in the campaign, one of the biggest moments of this reality show season, or both.
What do we have in common? A love for this country and the desire to see our economy get put back on the right track.
Over pepperoni, the former governor of Alaska and star of Sarah Palin's Alaska, and Donald Trump, the frequent, sort of, but not really, presidential candidate and star of The Apprentice, discussed politics, economics, the Republican field, and apparently their love for each other. What does he see in her?
I will tell you, she's a great woman and a terrific woman and a good friend.
Would you endorse Mr. Trump?
I'd love her to run.
And what does she see in him?
I love his independence. I love anybody who is not run by a political machine and will say what they want to say.
There were no endorsements, but there was this.
How about a Trump-Palin ticket?
That sounds exciting. Sounds unconventional.
Unconventional, and polls suggest perhaps unelectable. In one poll last month, Trump and Palin had the highest unfavorable ratings of any candidates tested. And in a different poll, 62% of Americans said they would definitely not vote for Palin, and 63% said they would definitely not vote for Trump. This was just the latest stop in Sarah Palin's East Coast vacation slash possible pre-campaign swing that included a trip to the Liberty Bell and, in coming days, we think, a trip to New Hampshire.
Today she is headed to Ellis Island here in New York with her family. She continues to say she hasn't made up her mind yet whether she's running for president, but she did say last night if she does run, she'll win.
In New York, host Joe Crummy talks about how Sarah Palin says she doesn't really want publicity. And then she goes to Times Square with Donald Trump.
So we had Sarah Palin and Donald Trump in town last night having pizza up at 47th Street at a place called Famous Famiglia.
Familia.
Familia Pizza. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Palin shows the Albanian pizza chain that advertises itself as New York's favorite. May I just clue you in? Every pizza shop says they're New York's favorite. Yeah. What's not so special about that? Here is Donald Trump talking about, pizza with Palin.
I will tell you, she's a great woman and a terrific woman and a good friend.
Would you endorse Mr. Trump?
I'd love her to run.
I want everybody to run. He's cool. Even me, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I will. But, you know, the kids. You know, I'm raising a lot of money for the kids. And, you know, I want to be the president. The country's falling apart. But what about the babies? You know. All right, there we got another Trumpism here. Is that
I love his independence.
Oh, okay, no, it's a Palinism.
I love his independence. I love anybody who is not run by a political machine and will say what they want to say.
She loves his independence, and I love this quote. I approve of his independence, I told him. Don't shy away from speaking out, which has been a problem for Donald Trump. You know, he's a shrinking violet. Don't see enough of him, and he needs to be encouraged to speak out more, because he's obviously low-keying everything.
Right.
And if we could only just get him to speak up a little bit. Poor guy. So Sarah Palin's out there working it with Tam, and here's another cut.
Had a great dinner conversation about the economy, and both committed to doing all that we can to get people to listen to solutions that can be implemented.
You know what I thought was funny? Did you see the video? Trump brought his wife.
Right.
What's her name now?
Melania.
Melania?
Or Melania?
Melania?
Something like that.
Okay. Anyway, so
Melania.
Melania, she's there. You have Trump and you have Palin huddling together at the table, and then you've got the wife sort of off on the side, sitting there like, boring, you know.
Right.
It's serious. Did you see the video? She's that skinny model kind of lady off on the right of the side.
Melania wasn't into
Melania,
it.
She was like over here like right. This. And there's, you know, Donald and Sarah, you know, fascinated by each other's conversation. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a wife is sort of over here like, are we done yet? Because this pizza sucks. You know,
and of course, they pick a Times Square restaurant where they probably knocked each other over to get near the camera.
But you know what? Sarah Palin's not trying to get publicity.
No,
you understand?
No.
No, she's not trying to get any publicity.
It is the Donald. He doesn't like
publicity.
Of
course, no. They're just going to have a private dinner and some crappy pizza in the room. Right. 42nd Street.
Doesn't she have a GOP expense account? She could have picked a better place.
Or a private place, you would think, right?
Yeah.
Give us a back room.
Well, no. Trump says he picked it because The Apprentice was filmed there at one point. That's why, it all connects.
From Cliff Albert's radio program is a discussion about how so many in the news media don't seem to care for Sarah Palin, yet they continue to give her a lot of coverage.
The mainstream media may not like Sarah Palin as a presidential candidate, but they really like her as a news story. Pretty much everything I've seen on the news channel since Palin started her national bus tour, and there's been a lot of coverage, has been anti-Sarah Palin, with some anchors and commentators even smirking and smiling as they chuckle under their breath about Sarah Palin ever being a serious candidate for the White House. My feeling is that if Sarah Palin were ugly, and if Sarah Palin didn't have that nasal northwest of Alaska sound in her voice, she'd be taken a lot more seriously as presidential material. But because Sarah Palin is good-looking and has that folksy voice, the media love her as a personality, even if they don't love her as a candidate. In other words, she's good for the ratings. So, if she's good for the ratings, then why wouldn't she be good at attracting votes? With the way they make fun of her, though, that's a question the mainstream media may be afraid to answer.
Coming up, we shift the focus to a few more potential candidates who may or may not be ready to make their own announcement. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're focused on the big stuff, the hot stuff in talk radio and talk television. We count them down. Presidential candidates from the Republican Party are up in focus. CNN's Suzanne Malvo talked to Bruce Rastetter, a businessman who went to New Jersey to try to convince Governor Christie to throw his hat into the ring.
What does Chris Christie have in your mind that Mitt Romney doesn't?
I think what Chris Christie has that a number of political aspirants don't have is the ability to be very blunt and direct and articulate and be able to communicate in such a way that you know exactly what he's thinking. He has a common sense approach to government in terms of how he approaches issues and problems. And I think clearly at this time when there needs to be blunt talk on how we cut the budget and how we deal with budget deficits and how we prioritize and make things better, I think his style of governing and his approach and humility is really critical in how he has that common sense ability.
Some Republicans say that Sarah Palin has a common sense aura to her. When you see her at her bus tour going across the country, when you see her meeting with Donald Trump in Manhattan, what goes through your mind? Is that a good thing for the Republican Party?
Well, I think the broader the field, the better. And I've met Sarah Palin, and I think one of the abilities she has is to talk in a way that connects with people in America.
Should she
run for
president?
Clearly, rather than I think rather than beat around the bush, I think people know where she's coming from, where she's at, and if she chooses to do that, there's a number of people that will support her.
She hasn't exactly reached out to, you know, prominent politicos in Iowa. She's running an unusual campaign. What is your reaction to that?
You know, I don't know that she's running. I think that she's has again an interest in having a discussion and sending a message and clearly in communicating with Americans. And she has been to Iowa a number of times and met with a number of people, including, you know, fundraisers a year ago. So she's been here.
Okay, so just back to Chris Christie. So do you think there's any way that you or anybody else can convince him to run for president?
You know, I think, and my sense was from last night, that he's made a commitment to the people of New Jersey. And I think the people in New Jersey needs to ask themselves the question, if they'd be better off and we'd be better off as a country having Chris Christie as their governor or as their president. And I think as the summer goes on, that'd be a great question for people in New Jersey to ask. And then clearly the governor is a commitment to make sure he does as good a job as being governor of New Jersey as he can.
Talkers J.P. Pritchard and Lana Hughes here with Texas Governor Rick Perry, who says for the time being he needs to focus on Texas, but he's still considering a presidential campaign.
He made headlines last week when he opened the door to a presidential run. Now Rick Perry is having to oversee a special session in Austin. What's going to happen next?
Governor Perry joins us this morning to talk about some of the big issues, including all that presidential talk. Governor, I need to know if we should address you as presidential candidate Perry.
No, you just keep calling me Rick Perry is quite all right.
Well, a lot of folks talking about you in that vein, Governor Perry. At last count, you said, I'm going to be thinking about it. What part of this are you going to be thinking about?
My focus is on the special session. As I told everyone back over the course of the last two or three weeks, as this has kind of blown up into a national story, that my focus is on the legislative session, making sure that we get a balanced budget. We were very close to having a successful culmination of our session until one lone Democrat decided to stick a fork into the Democratic process and blow it up with a filibuster. We'll get our work done. It's just going to take us about a week longer than what we anticipated.
Is there a chance you could add more items to the agenda for this session, Governor?
Sure, that's always an option. I'm really proud of the work they've done to date, and I suspect that we'll have this finalized and solid budget, solid legislative session to continue to make Texas the envy of every other state in the nation.
So what about the candidates that are actually running? We'll hear from Herman Cain and Gary Johnson next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In an increasingly germophobic nation, you would think that people would take extra care to eliminate oral disease-causing germs from their mouths. Yet, according to a new report from the makers of Listerine Antiseptic, nearly 80% of Americans feel concerned about germs on their hands, while only 66% worry about germs in their mouths. Since one mouth can have more germs than there are people on Earth, we might want to think differently. Dr. John Dodes, dentist and consultant to the makers of Listerine, has more.
Many people don't realize that brushing only cleans approximately 25% of your mouth. The germs left behind can contribute to a buildup called plaque biofilm, increasing the risk for gingivitis and possibly broader health problems. That's why it's so important to brush, floss, and rinse with Listerine antiseptic twice a day. And, of course, visit your dentist at least twice a year to prevent problems and keep your mouth healthy.
For more information, visit www.listerine.com.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetSmart card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40-pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a welcome back to our countdown. Seems like a lot of the focus on the Republican presidential candidates has actually been on those who are not running, or at least they haven't announced yet. Here, talk host Tom Maher speaks to Herman Cain about the lack of coverage he's getting, despite the fact that he's doing so well in the polls.
I don't think Sarah Palin's going to run, but they're sending throngs of reporters after her. She's had every right to take a bus trip to key places in this country she loves, and it's none of their business. But I think, Mr. Cain, you're getting short shrift from the national media. They refuse to cover your campaign the way they should. People like Karl Rove, he's personally driving me crazy. I don't want him to pick the nominee. I really don't. I don't want the national media to pick it. I want the people to pick it. And yes. I hope that you realize you're reaching out to a lot of people, even though the national media is ignoring you. And people like George Will, who, by the way, did not think Ronald Reagan should be president, and Karl Rove, who thinks he should pick the nominee, that you're getting your word out anyway.
I'm getting it out anyway because my strategy is a grounds-up strategy. I have been out there on the ground in these early primary states and other states getting to know people, getting people to know me, delivering my message about what I call my empowerment agenda. We need to go from an entitlement society to an empowerment society. We need to empower businesses by lowering tax rates. We need to empower workers by lowering their taxes. We need to empower states so they can work, fix their immigration problems with the illegals that are already there. The federal government has a role, and that is to basically secure the border, enforce the laws that are there, and promote the path to citizenship we already have. Tom, we don't need a new path to citizenship. That's code for amnesty. We just need to clean up the bureaucracy that we have in ICE so such that people can come through to this country through the front door and then empower the states to do what the federal government is not doing with respect to the illegals that are already here. And that's a very simple change in the law. Instead of suing states like Arizona, they ought to be sending Arizona a medal for trying to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I feel very strongly about we need to have an empowerment mindset coming out of Washington, D.C., not more, you know, entitlements, not bigger entitlements. You know, we need to do block grants for some of these programs so that the states can do what they can do best, which is solving some of the problems at the state level.
Talk host Keith Larson here with former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. They talk about his presidential campaign and his widely reported stance on legalizing marijuana.
You know, we talk about the madness of the war on drugs and this whole thing on the marijuana here a lot. Where is it? Where are you on this? What is it that you believe about marijuana and other drugs, just to hit that right up front?
Well, I'm opposed to the drug war A through Z, but I came at it initially, this was back in 1999, as governor of New Mexico. Everything I did as governor of New Mexico was a cost-benefit analysis. What are we spending our money on, and what are we getting for the money that we're spending? Well, half of what we spend on law enforcement, the courts, and the prisons is drug-related. What are we getting for that? Well, we're arresting 1.8 million people a year in this country. We now have 2.3 million people behind bars. We have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. Communist China has four times the population and 1.5 million people behind bars. So in looking at the drug issue, I came to the conclusion that 90% of the drug problem is prohibition-related, not use-related. That's not to discount the problems with use and abuse, but I think that that ought to be the focus. So in 1999, I advocated legalizing marijuana. Control it, regulate it, tax it. It's never going to be legal to smoke pot, become impaired, do harm or crime to others. It's never going to be legal for kids to smoke pot or buy pot. And under which situations is it going to be easier for kids to smoke pot or buy pot? The one that exists today, where the person that sells pot also sells harder drugs, or a situation where you have to produce an ID in a controlled environment like alcohol to be able to buy pot. I would suggest that maybe it would be harder to buy it in a controlled environment. So I think that without condoning, and I'm not in any way condoning the use of drugs or marijuana. I don't drink. I don't smoke pot. But you know what? If you're going to smoke pot like others would drink alcohol, doing no harm to anyone arguably other than yourself, I would argue that that is not criminal. Might be bad behavior, might be a poor choice, but that it's not criminal.
Up next, shifting the focus to the raising of the debt ceiling. More discussion of the debt, the budget, etc. here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, counting them down over the course of the week. We usually cover two or three every day of the hot hits in talk radio. This past Tuesday, the House rejected a bill calling for an increase in the debt ceiling. CNN's Christine Romans explains exactly what the debt ceiling is and why there's so much discussion over whether it needs to be raised.
It's basically America's credit limit. Congress sets the cap on how much money the country can spend to pay its bills and to pay our interest payments. The debt ceiling is sort of like the credit limit on your credit card bill, only much, much bigger. And think of it this way. If you're running a $3,000 balance on a $10,000 credit limit, the U.S. government, we run right up to our credit limit over and over again. And then instead of paying it off, we just raise the debt limit. How big is this pile of debt? $14.3 trillion, more precisely, $14,293,975,000,000. This is money the government has already spent. Stacked on top of each other, this is just to give you an illustration, $14 trillion would reach from the earth to the moon more than four times. Your share of this pile of debt, about $47,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. We hit our debt ceiling, the debt limit, on May 16th. How are we operating now? Well, the Treasury Secretary is juggling the bills that are coming in to keep the country from defaulting. He says we can go until August 2nd. After that, the situation, he says, is critical. Secretary Geithner says not raising the debt limit so Americans can pay its bills would be, quote, catastrophic. It's like being, he says, a homeowner with only enough money to pay some of the bills. You either pay the mortgage or you pay the credit card bills. Which one are you going to pick? The government would like to pick and choose what to pay. Geithner says some bills won't get paid. Checks to millions of Americans, like Social Security perhaps, would have to stop. Republicans say he's wrong. The U.S. won't default so long as we keep making interest payments on our bonds. All of it a big political debate now, but here you go, you guys. Congress has raised the debt ceiling 74 times since 1962, 10 times just since 2001. This is the first time it's been so critical politically and turned into such a big ideological fight.
Talk host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy speaking here to CBS reporter Peter Mayer about what happens next in the battle over the budget.
As expected, it did not. The vote on the raising the debt ceiling
mm-hmm.
did not pass last night. Now, the other side of the issue, pretty much clear cut, and they're all sticking to kind of the same storylines. This is Michigan Democrat Sander Levin.
Bringing up this bill in this fashion is a ploy so egregious, and they're doing so they risk blowing a hole in our nation's economy.
Now, see, the White House and House Democrats and Senate Democrats had asked for a clean bill, just are we going to raise
up or down
the debt
right.
ceiling? But listen to what he says right here.
Bringing up this bill in this fashion is a ploy so egregious, and they're doing so they risk blowing a hole in our nation's economy.
His party, from the top to the bottom, asked for it this way at this time.
Where was he? Was he not in class that day?
I'm not exactly sure where he was. So anyway, it did not pass. We have CBS correspondent
Peter Mayer at the White House with the latest. Good morning, Peter.
Well, good morning, Rick.
Hey, so as expected, they did not raise the debt ceiling. Now what?
Well, it's going to be a very long and hot summer of debating over both the debt reduction issue and deficits. And it's going to overflow here into the White House today. Coincidentally, President Obama will be holding his first meeting with the entire House Republican caucus since the GOP took control of the House last year. And this is going to be, I'm sure, issue one for them. The president's going to point to a letter that Ronald Reagan, their icon, wrote in 1983 calling for, you guessed it, extension of the debt limit. Again, this was back in 1983. But the Republicans are going to have a letter signed by 150 economists that they've rounded up supporting their stance.
That's curious because we've talked to economists here, too, who say that the debt ceiling must be raised. So
well,
it's kind of like bringing your psychiatrist into the courtroom.
Well, exactly. I was just telling one of our producers in New York who pointed that letter out to me that the Democrats could round up 150 economists that, you know, agreed with them, too. So you make a really good point. But, you know, this is just the way this debate is going to shape up for the rest of this summer until August 2nd when the Treasury Secretary says the U.S. is going to face the big deadline on the debt.
Here we have radio guy Tom Rotan talking to Congressman Jeff Davis of Kentucky about the cuts he believes has to happen before Congress raises the debt ceiling.
Now's the time to get to work here before this August 2nd deadline. And will there be significant spending cuts?
Well, that is the goal. We met with Secretary Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, before the last district work period, the group of us on the Ways and Means Committee. He came in and said that what they wanted was a clean increase to the debt ceiling. You know, my view of that is that's sort of like somebody who's severely in personal debt or a business that's upside down and going back to a MasterCard and Visa when you're maxed out and saying, hey, would you increase my credit card by 20% so I can keep spending? And the message that we sent him was, no, we're not going to originate a bill to increase the debt ceiling unilaterally. There must be cuts to discretionary spending. That's the annual budgetary process. Statutory changes to entitlement spending, where the real money is to reduce long-term costs of the government so that we can start creating jobs. And I think the vote, though largely symbolic, sent the message very clearly. You requested a clean vote. You got a clean vote. 318 members of Congress, about half the Democratic caucus, every Republican in the House voted no on that to come to some type of practical agreement. And the way I think to look at this, not unlike an individual or a small business, if you don't pay your bills, there are very significant consequences internationally. There are a lot of creative ideas going around, but if you bring this down to what would happen in your own life if you didn't increase it, those nations are writ large or those issues are writ large for a country. What we need to do is look at it in the sense of if there's going to be any extension and further credit, it's got to be tied to very significant spending cuts to bring that curve downward, get the books balanced, cut up the credit cards, and move forward.
Mm. The president, though, keeps talking about, well, we got to do this while we're still investing in our future. You know, a family's not able to do that. A family, when they're in a desperate situation, as I believe the U.S. is, we can't say, well, we're still going to invest for our future. No, you pretty much got to stop all investment. You pretty much got to stop all any kind of extra spending like vacations and so forth. And you got to simply just take care of the electric bill and the water bill and your important utilities and your gas and your groceries. And that's pretty much it. You just got to eat and survive and pay off your debt. And that's about all you can do.
I think you're right. I think the country should, the nation should have to manage its budget the way families do, and that's balanced. You're absolutely right on that point, and one of the goals in this is to bring the country into its knees.
All right, when we continue, we'll shift the news to the cell phone discussion, possibility that cell phones cause cancer, and we'll talk about it here on the Talk Radio Review.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the World Health Organization has come out swinging about the use of cell phones and how one might get cancer. Here's Talk Host Bob Miller with Len Lichtenfeld, who's the chief medical officer for the American Cancer Society, about the latest news from WHO.
Does the American Cancer Society have an opinion on whether or not cell phones cause cancer in the brain?
Well, we do have an opinion, and that is that we really don't know for certain whether or not cell phones cause cancer. There have been a number of studies that have been done, but quite frankly, as the as IARC concluded, the evidence is limited and not conclusive as to whether or not they in fact do cause cancer.
Isn't that basically what they're saying, though? We're not sure, but we think it might be.
Well, they are saying we're sure it may be. We need to look at it more carefully. But they also say this could all be due to chance. I mean, there are a lot of things that fall into the same category as cell phones, and it sort of elevates it from a situation where you say we know for absolutely certain it does not cause cancer, and you move up that one step, and then it says, well, we don't know for certain it doesn't cause cancer. It may cause cancer. We need more studies. And quite frankly, I need to make it very clear. All of what we're talking about, all that everybody's talking about, is based on a news release, not on a scientific study that people have had a chance to take a look at.
Oh, okay. So how many years does it take before you can start buying what a scientific study says?
Well, I think, first off, the question about a scientific study is, I think when they come out with their report and when some of this evidence is finally published, people will take a look at it and have a very robust discussion about it. But I think the key question is, how long can it take from the time you actually have an exposure until we actually start to see what I call the safety signals? And that may be anywhere from 15 to 30 years, maybe longer, but probably within that time range. The issue here is, you know, it's interesting because way back when tobacco was, people didn't think tobacco caused cancer, they didn't think asbestos caused cancer. You know, there was all this conspiracy that people weren't looking at the evidence. Nobody really could see the evidence. Mm-hmm. This has been a very well-studied issue. The problem is it's a very hard thing to study cell phone use in relationship to a cancer that, frankly, is relatively, not absolutely, but relatively uncommon.
But I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand. So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that we have not, you know, the evidence, the experts disagree about the evidence.
Okay.
It's not conclusive. Some people say we have all these people using cell phones that we haven't had long enough period of time to find to see the association clearly. And I liken that to the fact that in the past people were exposed to things that definitely caused cancer, but nobody the information was kept hidden. In this case, everybody's looking very carefully and thoroughly at the evidence, and despite that openness, shall we say, people are still undecided. Experts are still very much undecided about the issue.
Here, radio host Brandy Cruz talks about the debate which is springing up about the claim that cell phones cause cancer by the WHO.
The World Health Organization panel says cell phones could, and they've moved to classify them accordingly, right along with other things that are potential cancer causers.
Valium, styrofoam cups, and coffee. There are also some other things that are much scarier, such as DDT or gas exhaust.
While Dr. Otis Browley with the American Cancer Society admits the classification is broad, UW physics professor John Kramer says just the notion that cell phones cause cancer,
in short, it doesn't make any sense,
is absurd.
What we're talking about is microwaves damaging DNA. Right off the bat, there's a physics principle that seems to be in the way of that kind of possibility.
And that principle, he says, is the photoelectric effect. It proves in simple terms, he says, that cell phones just don't have enough energy to break DNA bonds. And the same is true for similar devices.
They all are low-frequency radiation compared to light, compared to gamma rays, and they just simply don't have enough energy to do any serious damage to DNA.
Furthermore, he says, there are already microwave photons floating around in your brain, and what you get from cell phones doesn't make a difference. Dr. Browley says it's too soon to make those assumptions.
We have pretty good studies to show that 10 to 15 years of cell phone use is safe, but what about 40 or 50 or 60 years of cell phone use? Is that safe? And those are studies that are not going to be done for another 30 to 50 years.
But for Kramer, no number of studies would make a difference. It's simple physics, he says.
But nobody asks us because it's a biological question. But it seems to me that you don't need to know a whole lot about biology to understand that a photon that has 1/1000th of an electron volt is not going to be able to produce a chemical reaction.
At least not one that would cause cancer, no matter how much, he says, you talk on your phone.
Get that story and many others from today and this week on The Countdown. If you go to the Talk Radio Countdown section, to Doug Steffen.